because people gave people the opportunity, whether they did it or not, they gave them the opportunity to go to church. I thought about the sports program, spending in this particular organization, probably 25 years, in our bullet soccer program, and helping to manage, run, along with some other people, the league. And even then, I started coaching soccer in 1986. This would have been somewhere around 90, 91. We continued a lot of the organizations, but us, what became CASEL, we made sure that we did not ever schedule games on a Sunday morning. Ever. But it wasn't out of law. It was out of respect. Okay? You respected people who believed God and who thought going to assemble themselves together with other believers on Sunday was something they were supposed to do as a matter of their faith. So whether you believed it or not, you gave respect to their faith. Same thing was true in the basketball program. That was around 15 years or so. We worked so hard scheduling. And as time went on, in the beginning, nobody really said much. But as time went on, you had organizations coming in who had people who didn't have respect for Sunday. And some of them said they were Christians. But they didn't see any big deal. You just watched it slide. And of course, it was a long time ago when I was a kid when stuff was closed on Sundays. Little by little by little, that changed. And we did the same thing on Saturdays. We always had the Jewish Community Center that played with us, had good teams, good people. And so we did the same thing for them. We wouldn't schedule them on a Saturday, but out of respect for their faith. Because for them, it was a law. You weren't supposed to do that. So in order not to make them have to go against their faith, we made sure we didn't schedule them on Saturday. If we had a tournament, we'd do it after sundown because that was legal according to their law, right? And again, a lot of work, a lot of effort, just giving respect to, quote, the faith, whether that be the Christian faith or for the Jewish people. And, not law, not religion, faith. I even remember, I think Scott was probably around then, one Sunday afternoon in basketball playing at the JCC, two coaches, one of them Jewish and one of them was a Methodist pastor, almost came to blows in the parking lot. They had to be separated. The Methodist pastor was so angry because to him, we were honoring the Jews. He was a Methodist pastor, and he was having to coach a game, and his kids were having to play on Sunday. But we gave the Jewish folks Saturday off, and he was angry. And I remember talking to him and going, you should simply be thankful that you don't still live under the law. You can go play a basketball game on Sunday afternoon. After all, weren't you in the pulpit on Sunday? I mean, what a testimony for a pastor to come to blows with a Jewish guy over the idea that he gets Saturday off, so I should get Sunday off. I mean, this is the kind of stupid stuff that religion, law, gets into rather than faith. So anyway, you had respect for things. So it was much easier, hadn't forgot where we are, much easier for the parents to train up a child, which is where I went to immediately as I read this 19th verse of the 18th chapter of Genesis. Proverbs 22, it's been a part of our school ever since we founded the school, which would be 1989. Train up a child. That word for train up means to initiate. or to dedicate or to disciple a child. Hear the word initiate? That means from the beginning. Early. From the beginning. Point that child in the right direction. If you don't, it's going to be a lot harder later. And the longer it goes, harder it gets, normally. Train up a child when he ways you go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. And I've said many, many times, a lot of people, you know, especially in the rededicate kind of area, people act like every child is going to, you know, go off on the wayside and cause all kind of problems, but eventually they'll come back. Well, thank God that's true, but there's nothing in this verse of Scripture that says that. The idea is if you start them out right and you discipline them, not them, you. You disciple them. You discipline them in the way that they should go. Then when they're old, they won't depart from it. And that's exactly what God said in the it's recorded in the 19th verse of the 18th chapter of Genesis, that he will instruct them in righteousness and justice to keep or do the ways of the Lord, right? Well, when all that stuff was going on around you, it was much easier because whether you agreed with it, whether you were a believer or whether you weren't, whether you wanted to go play golf on Sunday mornings, which a lot of men did, or whether you wanted to go to church, the community, the society gave respect to faith. So the children saw it every week. Whether they believed it or whether they didn't, they saw it. How much easier did that make it? A lot, okay? It was so easy, in fact, that people didn't realize how important it was. And little by little, you started letting it slide. And now, you know, I mentioned soccer a little while ago. Now, it's no thing at all to schedule all kind of people to play on Sundays because the people in charge don't have respect for the faith, and the people that are playing don't have respect for the faith because, after all, nobody pays any attention to Sunday anyway. But it was for the Christian, say for the Christian, it should never have been a law. It was never about the law. It was about respect. It was about honoring God in what you do. So it caught my attention, and I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute. God said he'll teach them in the way of righteousness and justice. But there was no law. Well, nope. I mean, there was only Sabbath from the beginning, but there's no law. This time we're talking about with Abraham, we're talking about 2000 BC. Okay? This was over 500 years before Moses came and brought the law. And we've got very little record of anything that has to do with a law. You're going to do righteousness and justice. How did you know what righteousness and justice was? Nobody was born again. If you really get into it, it's really interesting because you're only several generations from the flood, from Noah, okay? In fact, if you go, I think it's four generations down from Noah, you have Eber. Listen, there's a reason for this. Remember last week? Historicity, because it rhymes with authenticity. So all of this is historical historicity. This is stuff that is the character of being or having existed in history. That's why we're doing this, okay? Plug all this stuff up. This is real stuff.